You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on May 1st, 2024, and is titled Concern. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Colossians, and let's join Steve and the message.
Forgive me, Lord, for the days I thought I was tired. If you'll forgive me for that, Lord, would you restructure my heart and my mind a little bit, God, where I'd have a deeper concern and a greater appreciation for those you've given me, that I might fulfill what you've asked me to do. Archippus, just real quick, over here in Philemon, I want to show you about this. He writes a letter to Philemon. He said, our beloved friend, fellow laborer, and to the beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Archippus was Philemon's son. Apphia was his mother. It all came out of their house, and it all went back to their house, to the ministry in your house. This salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. Paul wasn't a very big complainer. You know, someday if they'd lock me up in jail for how I preach, or how I believe, really wouldn't be for how I preach. I just preach what I believe. You do know in this country someday you could go to jail for what you believe. Gosh dang, I better get to practicing so I don't whine about it when I get there. Start whining. Hey, Casey, call the congressman. I'm in jail. Yeah. No, Paul, he said, don't forget I'm in chains, but grace to all of you. And Paul, right there from his position, he encouraged these men who were fellow brothers, servants of the Lord, faithful men who led ministries in their homes. I thought it was a pretty good example for some good old redneck guys out here in West Texas who may not know every jot and tittle, but we believe. We know Jesus. And by the way, you're now of the circumcision group if you're born again. The circumcision of the heart. The full indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's where your joy comes from. The presence of the Lord. I mean, even when you're up to your earlobes and alligators, it's still okay. Because the Lord is for you. He's not against you. You know, you can do this. Here's where I got to get better as I close. Boy, the Lord does a lot in my life. A lot. More than I can tell in a day. Man, I tell bits and pieces of it here. I get on Facebook in the morning. Tell some stuff. Pretty good about telling my girls, real good about telling my grandsons, real minimal about my son-in-laws, and zero with my neighbors. Now, I'm sure I'm the only one. That's who's standing up here at the front. See, I still got a long ways to go. That's why we got to encourage each other. We got to read this to each other. We got to help each other, not so that we come back next week, but that we come to a full assurance, knowing the will of God. All right? Y'all be encouraged in that tonight. I'll pray for you right quick. Anybody got it? If you got a special need right quick, hold your hand up. If you got something, I don't need to know what it is. Lord knows what it is. If you got something, that'll be great. Got one right back here. All right, got one right here. All right, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I got one right there. If you're kind of seated in this area, right there, put your hands up. I want somebody to go set over there by them. Hurry up. Go. One, two, three, go. Get by somebody. Go with that young man right there. One of y'all get over there by him. Somebody go help him. There you go, Seth. Go help him. I'll pray, but just get over there by him. There you go. That's how that goes. Awesome. Anybody else need somebody to come sit with you a minute while we pray? Just so you know somebody cares. That's the main thing about praying. You just need to know somebody cares. God already cares. So, Lord, tonight we thank you, Jesus. There's people here tonight, and all of us got stuff, Lord, but there's some people who got some stuff that might be a little more urgent tonight, Lord. They've got things on their mind. You know what it is. Hopefully they've been talking to you about it already, Jesus. But tonight, Lord, as you look across this room here, Lord, tell me what you see, Jesus. What do you see? See it? Beloved brothers, faithful ministers, bondservants, men and women who care, concerned for the well-being of others, people they don't even know. Thank you, Lord. So tonight, Lord, hear every prayer. Let every man feel not only the touch of his brother, but the touch of your hand, the presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to be realized tonight. The nearness and nowness of how you are tonight, Jesus. And that you begin to heal every hurt. That you reconcile and mend relationships. That, Lord, you heal physical bodies. Physical bodies. Lauren, would you do me a favor? Would you go right over there with Felice as she prays for Donna? Just let her know somebody cares. Thank you. Lord, we just thank you. You're not deaf. You hear. You're not short on power. You're not short on knowledge. Lord, we're working hard to be not short on faith. We just put our trust in you, Lord. So minister to every one of these needs in this body tonight. Lord, on that camera tonight, families, if you're a family sitting there tonight and you know your lug nuts are loose on your wagon, reach over and grab you right now. Husbands, grab your wife's hand. Grab your kids right now and feel the presence of the Lord and let them feel your concern for everything in your house tonight. Jesus, let them know you're with them. Let them know how much you love them. Thank you, Lord, for loving on my family. Loving on this little group. Keep us on the right path, Lord. Keep us doing things in a way that pleases you. We bless you and honor you tonight, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.